Welcome in, everybody. Good morning to you. Again, it is a Tuesday morning version edition episode of the Tom Getzinger Show here on KCHK Radio. We started this, I believe it was just last year, that we would have quarterly reports from Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, and we start with our first quarterly report coming up today. We have members of MVEC in here. They all know now where MVEC Marvin is at and what he's wearing today, which is pretty appropriate. He's got the full winter garb on and certainly is required for today. Now, let us remind you that MVEC is the local rural electric utility that powers much of K-Check land. It's warm in here. I like to keep it warm in the studio. And we've got nothing but electric heat in this building. So you guys are smiling ear to ear. Now I know why you're so happy. Wow, look how warm he keeps it in here. And it's all electric heat. Well, you know, we're good customers. That's for sure. All right, so we've got Dan Ring in with us. We're going to meet him a second. Daniel Turner is in with us as well. And then Lisa Wolf. And we'll tell you what they're all going to speak on. Dan, you are the member information specialist and the person that kind of coordinates these things. First time you've been on the air. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Appreciate you having me in. I've been in the background for a lot of these, but it's nice to be on today.
So you know how I can get off on tangents very easily, and the script is sometimes not followed as well as it should be, but we get it all in. All right, Dan, give us a little bit of your background. Where were you born and raised?
Yeah, I was born and raised in New Prague, still live in New Prague, play baseball for New Prague. So,
oh, wow.
In this area.
All right. So are you from New Prague, Lisa?
I am not.
Okay.
I am from Jordan.
You're the odd one out because Daniel was born and raised in New Prague. Okay. So where'd you go to school?
After New Prague, I went down to Mankato.
All right. Yeah. And what'd you major in?
Communications and marketing.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Got a nice job with Minnesota Valley and helping out our good friend Susan there. Are you guys kind of is she the head and you work with her or
correct.
For her? Or?
Yes, that's yeah. correct.
Yeah, that's our good friend Susan Larson. Okay. So let's talk about this. We've got the 88th annual meeting, and that's a big deal. Annual meetings for all cooperatives, but especially electric cooperatives in this electric cooperative. That is coming up. So why don't you give us the 411 on that, Dan?
Yeah, Tom. It's the annual meeting is our kind of our one chance a year in the spring to interact with our members and show them kind of how the last year went and how we can deliver more in the next year. It's a good opportunity for us to meet with members and kind of update them on our financial standing and let them meet some of the team members over at MVEC. It's also where we hold our board elections.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we have two spots opening. We have a spot. Deb Erickson is running unopposed in District 1. Greg Bowe, Robert Lindberg, and Joe Yetzer are all running in District 2. And we have a vacant spot in District 3.
All right. Did you cover everything? I wasn't reading along. Did you cover everything in this area? I'm relying on you to do your script, my friend, with no pauses.
Sure. I can add though the annual meeting is it's kind of a great just a, like I said it's a great chance for us to meet our members. We'll announce our scholarships and host our youth tour winners.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have some bill credit drawings, so there's a chance for members to win something there. And then we'll also host or have a 5-second chance drawings for scholarships for students that attend the meeting, as long as your parent or guardian is a member at MVEC. And so really, it's just we really like to interact with our members.
Yeah.
And this is a great chance every spring.
Now, the ballots are mail in. So you're essentially voting before, but you don't know the outcome until the annual meeting. You know, back in the day, a big reason to show up was to vote, but that's taken care of. But talk about how important it still is to attend an annual meeting
if
you're a member.
So our ballots will be sent out the week of March 7th, but you can still vote at the annual meeting.
You can?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Good
so
to know.
That is a chance for everyone to vote for their representative out of their district.
Okay, so if for some reason you miss getting it in the mail, attend and go from there. And I think that we're going to have another shot on that around the end of the interview. So we're going to move on now. This is a person that's been here before, Daniel Turner, Distribution Design Supervisor. Daniel, what year did you graduate from New Prague?
Yeah, I graduated back in 2018.
So all right. Yeah.
Kind of a young buck here.
Well, I was going to, you know, I said, give us the 411, Dan, on that. And I worried, is he old enough to know what 411 is? And I'm talking to the kids now. They all know that that's the information. All right. So what 411 are you going to tell us about, Daniel Turner?
Yeah. So I'm going to talk a little bit just about our work plan that we do every year. So coming up here in 2025, we're kind of investing about $16 million into our electric grid system. So this is system improvement that's going to help with the reliability, safety, and just overall power quality of our system. So kind of when we look at our projects, that's our main goal, is how do we improve reliability, safety? If there's going to be an outage, how do we minimize that stuff? So that's kind of what we look at when we determine what we put into our work plan every year. Some of our bigger ones coming up this year, we have one that we're actually in the middle of working on now, almost done with. We're building a tie line between two of our substations, which are St. Thomas and Lee Center. So just going north of Lee Center, we're building about 2 miles of overhead line there to tie those together, which allows us to backfeed as we need. So essentially, if we need to supply power to someone from a different way, we can, to help minimize if there's an outage or if we have to take the sub out of power. We can keep all of our members with power. Another project we have is another tie line between our Eagle Creek and Spring Lake sub. This one actually currently goes through the lake in Prior Lake there. So our project is obviously to get it out from the water, just help with that reliability in case there was an outage. Obviously, take some time if it was still underwater there. So, and then one of our last bigger projects is rebuilding some old copper lines, so some outdated wire. Just west of Union Hill, we got about a couple miles there that we're going to be starting coming up here. So,
all right, now Daniel, I'm going to read it just as it is on the script. You kind of buried the lead on that. Whoever did you write the script?
Yes.
All
yes,
right,
I did.
Dan Ring wrote it. Dan, he did not say your final bullet point correctly or the way that you wrote it, but that's okay because I think he wanted me to see if I was following along and would see it. For KCHK listeners specifically, improving aged line west of Union Hill and 1319 undergrounding project. And we thank you for that. That is amazing. But hey, I gotta tell you guys, you know, I've worked here in the 90s and the early 2000s, been out here for over 12 years now. And the last time I've been here as general manager and morning person, I think I can count the number of times on my hand when we've lost power, and maybe the number of times on two fingers that we've lost power here at the radio station. Now, you also supply power to our FM transmitter out there north of Montgomery, and maybe combining both of those, maybe on one hand over that period of time, we've lost power. Now, knock on wood here, because there's nothing guaranteed, but whenever that power's been down, you guys have got it up fairly quickly, because we don't have any backup generators, believe you me. Graham's been in my ear for years about backup generators. But my philosophy is, if the station goes down, that's a little nap time for me. So I tend to roll the dice on those things. But anyway, thank you so much for that. Okay, all right. And a great job, Dan. Now, again, graduated from New Prague, went to where again?
I went to University of Mary out in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Okay. All right. And you took engineering?
Yep. Yeah, I went for mechanical engineering, and now we're in electrical, so.
Okay. All right. So what are you trying to tell me? That you're learning on the job? No.
A little bit of both. But yeah, that's every job, so.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So you didn't really have working for MVEC in mind while in college, or?
I did not, actually. Even though my whole family works in electric and the co-op world, never really crossed my mind till my senior year, and ended up kind of finding a job here, and it's kind of been the best decision ever. So
marvelous. Very good. How long you been there again?
Coming up on 3 years. So
gotcha. Lisa Wolf, how long have you been at Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative?
I am coming up on 5 years.
Oh, amazing. And from Jordan?
From Jordan.
Correct. All right. Capital Credit Specialist. See how I enunciated and sounded that out as opposed to what we were talking about off the air? Okay. So what is that, Lisa?
Okay. Well, capital credits, they are a key component to what being a member of the electrical co-op is all about. And because MVEC is member-owned, members are owed capital credits. You can think of it as like cash back on your electrical bill. And MVEC has returned about $34 million since 1959. And both current and former members are eligible for payment. The refunds are based on accounts that were active during a certain period of time. So what does that mean for our members? Well, in March of this year, in just a few short weeks, MVEC will be processing their general retirement of capital credits. This year, we will be paying out nearly $1.8 million in capital credits. This is actually up from last year in 2024, where we almost paid out $1.4 million. Current members will receive a bill credit on their March bill, and former members will receive a check. So that's why it is very important that if you ever leave MVEC territory and still have capital credits, it's important to keep MVEC current of your current mailing address. And this is just one of the many advantages of being part of Minnesota Valley Electric.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Capital Credit Specialist. Now, these capital credits, are they available in all co-ops or many of them?
Yes, in all co-ops.
Okay. All right. So tell us your path on getting to MVEC and getting to this position. Graduate from Jordan?
I did not. Okay. I am a late 80s graduate of Shakopee High School.
Okay. All right. But live in Jordan now.
So I live in Jordan now, yes. And okay. Prior to working at Minnesota Valley Electric, I was a school admin at a Catholic school for 14 years. So it's a little bit different of a role. And I started at Minnesota Valley Electric part-time as the receptionist. And from there, this position opened up, and so I applied and I got it, and I absolutely love it. I love talking to the members, connecting with them, meeting them. I love when they come into the office and want to talk about capital credits, and I just enjoy helping them out very much.
Fantastic. Again, Lisa Wolf, member, capital credit specialist. And then we had Daniel Turner, distribution design supervisor. Dan Ring, member information specialist. Dan, anything else to add before we go? Well, hold on. Let's wait for you because you might. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or you, but we'll talk annual meeting again. Let's go to Daniel Turner. Daniel, anything else to add before we go?
No, I got nothing.
Okay, that's all right. Hey, you covered everything. A little dicey there at the end of your report, but I covered you on that. You did very good. Lisa, do you have anything else to add?
No, I do not.
All right, Dan Ring, again, let's go over this important information about the upcoming annual meeting. And when is it again?
So the annual meeting is Tuesday, April 8th at Jordan High School.
All right. When's the when?
The meeting itself starts at 7, but doors open at 6. Folks can come in and we'll have some booths open where they can ask questions or they can register and attend the meeting.
And certainly no charge to attend.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So again, that's Tuesday, April 8th at Jordan High School. If members want to find any more information, then go to mvc.net.
Hey, let's go back to the announcing scholarship and youth tour winners at the annual meetings. I mean, you guys give out a ton of scholarships, don't you? I mean, yeah, a lot. Because your territory expanded and you're giving scholarships out to what? Pretty much every school in each territory?
Yeah, so we give out 15 scholarships. That's a random draw. And we actually hit, I believe it's 21 now school districts where you could possibly win from. And then, again, we'll have an additional 5 that we'll draw at the annual meeting itself for those that are in attendance.
Okay. So it's a random draw.
Correct.
Okay. Very, very good. The youth tour winners, Now, if I remember correctly, is that the trip to Washington?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
It's a 5-day trip in June.
Yeah, that's coveted by... Okay, how do they get eligible for that? That's not a random drawing. You need to have some interest in that.
Yeah, so it's an all-expenses-paid trip in June for a high school sophomore or junior.
Okay.
And they can apply at mvc.net. There's an application process where they have to... that they have to fill out the application and write a little, write something for it. And it's a really, really, everyone that comes back from that, all the kids love it.
Yeah, yeah. It is amazing. You guys are amazing. MVEC, they now know what MVEC Marvin looks like here in the studio. Daniel knew it already and Dan knew it already. But Lisa was very pleasantly surprised by how handsome our MVEC Marvin is, for goodness sakes. So, once again, Minnesota Valley Electric Cooperative, they are the local rural electric utility that powers much of KCHK country. And we're going to put this on our podcast page, and we'll put links to it as well on Facebook and Twitter X.